Raised by the Kremlin by Julia Matdjuhina. Read by Rebecca Ward. Copyright by Julia Matdjuhina Guakkanen. Audiobook published by Bazaar. Recorded at Book Brothers in Helsinki 2026. To my children. Memorandum. There are things to be done every day. Bathe, study, and even play. Help lay table at midday. There are things to be done at night. Close your eyes and sleep. Have dreams to dream. Sounds to reap. There are things never to be done. Neither by day nor by night. Neither by sea nor by land. For example, war. Gianni Rodari. The Grammar of Fantasy, 1973. Translation, Mathilda Colarossi. 2018. Preface. The duty of every human is to speak out. Whether he will be heard by others is their choice. Andrei Zubov, Russian historian and academic. It wasn't until Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24, 2022, that my eyes were fully opened. Only now, at 43, am I ready to confront the heavy past, to shoulder responsibility for the atrocities committed by my Russian ancestors, and for the wars they have unleashed. Each day I am touched by the sorrow for the destruction that Russia, the country I was born in, has wrought upon Ukraine and the world, and for my own failure to understand it sooner. This is the story I feel compelled to share, a cautionary tale for others, so that they might avoid becoming part of an irreversible tragedy, one that lasts for generations. This book took shape slowly, often in stolen moments while my baby girl napped. At first, I wrote down my feelings just to stay sane, because too much had happened in a short period of time. For a long time, I doubted these words would ever form a book, let alone be shared here. A part of me hesitated, fearing the consequences. Sometimes I wish these words would stay hidden, because what I wrote defies everything I was taught to accept. Besides being a Finnish citizen, I also carry a Russian passport. I know what it means to speak against the regime, to condemn the war. Writing these words may lead to me never again setting foot in the land in which I was born. But some stories must be told, no matter the cost. Because silence feels heavier. Someone once said, "Write your book as if no one important to you will ever read it. Write it for yourself, not for others." That advice forced me to confront how deeply I was tied to my parents' approval and judgment. An anxious knot was in my stomach whenever I imagined them reading it. It is overwhelming. I love them dearly, yet the urge to untangle myself from the immoral framework they and my ancestors represent has become unbearable. Still, I hold on to the hope that, one day, my parents will understand. If they understand, most Russians will too. As long as that hope exists, not all is lost. When writing this book, I have had no access to classified information, nor have I been influenced or funded by any government or organization. My insights are drawn from extensive reading, scientific articles, media reports, and above all, my own lived experience. I grew up under the weight of Soviet ideological narratives, seeing things through a lens that still sometimes colors how I see the world, even though I live in Finland. Perhaps it gives me a unique understanding, or perhaps a profound misunderstanding, of the mindset of my fellow countrymen. Either way, this is an attempt to understand why so many of them did not stand against the war or the regime. While I am sharing my personal story, my academic background in political science has equipped me with tools to understand the deeper political structures and the forces that shape them. I examine these dynamics through the lens of a Nordic societal narrative, a system of shared values through which Nordic societies